Well, we have had a really big focus on cyberbullying this week on ABC Waibay. The death of Amy Dolly Everett, a 14-year-old girl who was bullied to the point of taking her own life, has prompted many, including state and local government, to push for real change. Well, a new resource launched this week aims to produce a community response to bullying with a spotlight on rural, regional and remote Australia. It's called Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia, and Amanda Salisbury is the co-founder of it. Amanda, what really prompted this focus on the online world for children?
I guess it's something that's been building for some time, and as a parent myself, it's the online landscape has been changing for a while. Lots more apps, social media has become a much bigger thing over the past decade, and it was obviously there's been some more public situations that have really called attention, and we just decided, you know, we already have a fantastic resource with our BIR website, decided to use part of that site for some resources to try and help parents and students and schools to do what they can to look after our kids while they're online.
So Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia was originally set up just to get better internet for those areas, but it's now sort of going in a different direction. Is that right?
Well, I guess so. It's another layer, isn't it, to what we do. We certainly haven't stopped the original direction of what we're doing there. It's an ongoing thing, but we're definitely making inroads. I think everyone's internet connections are on the whole a lot better than they were 3 years ago when we first started.
Yep. We've been certainly focusing a lot on the cyberbullying this week, and that's something you're really looking to target. How have you approached that?
So what we've done is just looked at the various resources that are already online, and so I did a lot of trawling to try and work out what the best tips were and where the best places are for further information for people. So we're looking at, for parents, just encouraging them to become familiar with what it is that their children are doing online and getting familiar with the apps that they're using, instead of just sort of, you know, saying okay and letting them go out there and not really understanding what it is that they do. I think understanding and communication is a really important part of this whole process, and that everyone needs to kind of work side by side to keep our kids safe and the kids to understand, and everybody really. You know, we've called one particular paper students, but it's really for everybody. You know, what's happening while you're online, you know, what is a digital footprint, what is it that you're leaving behind, and how to control the apps that you're actually using. Do you know who's looking? Just asking a few pertinent questions and showing how to, you know, for instance, how to block somebody on each particular each main app that people use. So.
Yep. So the focus is really on parents, students and schools all sort of working together to make this a success, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I think schools are in a tricky place, but I think there's certain things that they can do as well to make sure that everybody works together, and that when bullying does occur, that there are protocols in place, and students, either those being bullied or those observing those being bullied, have a process and a kind of private series of responses that they can do so that it's handled.
Now, there has been talk this week of banning phones in schools, but that's not something you agree with.
I wouldn't say. I think definitely you need to look at when use is allowed of phones, and you know, each school is going to handle this in their own way. But I don't think banning all social media is necessarily the way to go. It's kind of like in the olden days, back when you and I were kids, you know, we would have been outraged if we weren't allowed to use the landline. For instance, it's a tool. It's the way they communicate with each other. We just need to understand it better and help them get through that communication process, you know, as well and as happily as they can.
So it's all about creating certain rules of engagement with the internet, is that right?
Yes, in some ways, and just understanding it's an extension of how you behave in real life.
What have you found when it comes to tips for parents? What would you sort of highlight?
Well, there is an area that we've sort of gone through there about how you can actually see what it is that your kids are up to online. So we always say, if, you know, say your child is on Twitter or on Instagram, that you are also on that app, and you're a friend of theirs on that app. so that, you know, basically you can see what they're doing. But there are other ways to check and see, you know, what they're up to. There are various monitoring devices that or apps that do different things, and we've actually listed them and linked to them on this site. So there's another section that talks about family sharing, which just means that when your child wants to purchase an app or download an app, that you get a notification or a request so that you can see what it is. So some of these apps that are coming through are a little bit scary. They're, you know, some of them are anonymous.
Yep.
You can't see who's talking to you. So this, we've got the links for both iPhones and for Android devices that can help you with that family sharing.
Yep. And of course, schools are struggling with this as well. Are there any tips that stand out for you for schools?
Well, I think the thing for schools is they really need to be clear what their policies are when it comes to cyber safety and how their students conduct themselves on social media, and that there's clear consequences for, you know, when people have gone past the bounds that they've set out. I'd really love to see that every school had a cyber safety officer, someone that was nominated that students could go to when they felt that there was an issue, and that, you know, amongst the rules that they had, that definitely anonymous apps, apps that let people sort of send messages to each other or you know, highlight other people without actually identifying themselves, I think there's a definite problem.
Yep.
Around that.
And finally, what would be the outstanding tip for students?
I think the thing for students to remember is that, you know, if you wouldn't say it or do it in front of your parents or the people that you're going to surround yourself in your future life, your partners, your children, your grandchildren, then just don't do it online. You know, it's pretty simple. Bosses will be looking down the track at what your digital footprint is, you know, how have you conducted yourself.
Okay, so how can we access the tips and tools?
Okay, so if you go to our website, so it's birraus.com, and it's just from the drop-down menu at the top, and we just have a sort of a covering page, and then you can go either into each section for parents, for students, and for schools.
Sounds like a great new resource. Amanda, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for that.
Amanda Salisbury, co-founder of Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia. And that website, again, in case you missed it, is BIRRRAUS. So BIRRRAUS.com. And actually, you can also jump on to our Facebook page. Very shortly, we'll have a link up there so you can access that very good online resource.